Three of my favorite artworks in the show are Architecton Gota by Malevich, Vladimir Tatlin's Tower, and the Spatial Construction 1 by Cobro. They are three of the most important sculptures, I think, in the show, but they also all three function as something between a model, a sculpture, and a, let's say, a proposal. The show represents the way in which new art of the 20th century had at its core an idea of reinvention of the way in which society was constructed and seen and understood. We're looking at Vladimir Tatlin's Tower, a model or a reconstruction of a model that was made in 1920. This piece is supposed to evoke a very large-scale construction, and what's interesting to me about it is that what it represented both at the time and today, an idea of taking art out of the studio and making an image of a new kind of societal construction. And I think it's especially interesting in its relationship to time. The fact that it was never built is one of the key, most exciting aspects of it. So when you think of the word model in science, that can often mean a theory. The idea of the artist making a model that might never be built, but that could generate new imaginative thinking, that artists could change how we think or add to or expand how we think in this idea of an imaginary world. This idea of models, it's something that's carried through my work, including the project I did here at the museum. My project was inspired by a man named Bruno Taut and Paul Schierbart, and Taut was one of the first people to publish an image of this as an image of a hopeful new idea of how to construct a better society. I don't think it was about the future then, and it's not about the future now. It's about an alternative present. That's one of the key ways that art might function still today. Architecton Gota by Malevich. Malevich is almost creating a model for painting. He begins with this exploration of these very simple, centrally beautiful images of white on white, of the black square. And then he reaches this moment where he feels like, well, this has to move forward, that this has to move out of the easel painting. And so he starts to make these models, and their usefulness today is to see how you could experience what new possibility is through a physical object and moving around it. And as we're listening now, you hear the Tatlin model start to turn. It's a constantly changing present. We're looking at the Spatial Construction 1 by Cobro. A metal construction on a pedestal. It looks like a kind of modern architecture. To me, I immediately think of the scale of the body within it. This is an exercise in understanding space itself, and it can't be captured in a single image, but can only be experienced by walking around the model. That idea is central to the idea of abstraction itself. It has a specific scale, and yet this scale can completely transform by moving around the painting, moving around the object. It's not based on an image in which the viewer is unimportant within it. How your body is positioned and your personal perceptions both change it, make it legible or understandable, thereby provides you with a new experience as opposed to simply presenting you with a set of information or even an idea.